Ocasio-Cortez on Hurricane Dorian. We either decarbonize and cut emissions or let people die. By Hannah Blow on September 4, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, an outspoken proponent of the Green New Deal, tweeted footage of the destruction caused by Hurricane Dorian and warned that it is exactly what climate change looks like. Hurricane Dorian, formerly a powerful Category 5 storm, battered the Bahamas for days, leaving at least 7 dead along with a devastating path of destruction. Ocasio-Cortez attempted to use the natural disaster to push for climate change-related action. "This is what climate change looks like," Ocasio-Cortez wrote alongside a video showing the devastation in the Bahamas. "It hits vulnerable communities first. I can already hear climate deniers screeching, 'It's always been like this. You're dim, etc.' No. This is about science and leadership. We either decarbonize and cut emissions, or we don't and let people die," she added. Ocasio-Cortez is not the first far-left lawmaker to use the storm to push a climate change agenda. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, retweeted environmentalist Bill McKibben Tuesday and wrote, "When we talk about a climate crisis, this is what we mean. Our people are in danger. And it's only going to get worse. We have no choice but to pass a Green New Deal," he added. Both Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez have called for various versions of the Green New Deal. However, it remains unclear just how Sanders' plan, specifically, which expands entitlement programs and pours money into the Green Climate Fund, would reduce hurricanes and other natural disasters. As Breitbart News reported, the massive storms have been developing since the beginning of time, with some records dating back hundreds of years. While the first official hurricane warning in the U.S. did not come until 1873 and the U.S. did not actively begin naming hurricanes until the 1950s, the meteorological events are not a new phenomenon. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, also released an aggressive climate change agenda ahead of CNN's climate change town hall, channeling Governor Jay Inslee, D., and proposing a multi-trillion-dollar plan designed to decarbonize the economy and reach 100% clean energy over the next decade. Both Sanders and Warren will join 8 other Democrat candidates for CNN's 7-hour event Wednesday evening.